I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, Paul Ramel here at Madison Mercantile with Chris Shellstead. Chris says that has to be one of my favorite openings, theme openings for any show I do.
Yes, it's pretty cute. I like it. I like it.
Speaking of coffee, I have a coffee that Chris just made me here. What am I drinking again?
You know, you're kind of a vanilla latte guy. You know, that's your go-to. So that's just a plain old vanilla latte. Now, you know, we could make that what we call our special latte because we do have a liquor license.
Oh, okay.
but I'm not saying we should do that in the middle of the day.
No, not during work hours.
That's right. That's right. Keep it.
All right. Well, welcome to Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shellstead. And Chris, I walked in a few minutes ago, and I want to just tell our listeners, Chris was hard at work. She has paint all over her, white paint. She has been painting the walls here at the Madison Mercantile white. Chris.
Yeah, you know, and I never really realized how many different whites there are, white paint. So I'm painting the gallery because we have a different show there every month or two, and the walls get kind of beat up, you know, the hooks and nails and stuff like that, and things scuffed on the wall. And I thought, well, you know, last time we'd just patch it up a little bit. Well, it was quite obvious we used different paint. So, yeah.
You were working hard when I walked in.
Well,
and,
it's real hard to see where you painted when you're putting white over white. But we had a volunteer. One of our wonderful volunteers this week came by and spackled all the holes and sanded a little bit and made it all nice. So I'm just going to roll a coat of kills on it all, and hopefully it'll look pretty good because we have a nice show coming in this week.
All right. It looks great, Chris. Great job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know there's a lot of things happening at the Madison Mercantile, and you're going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'll start with why I'm painting. Well, we want to make the gallery look really pretty, the walls be very, very clean and ready to receive our show that's coming this week. It's a local boy, local guy, Vince Cook.
Vince Cook,
a couple years younger than me. I was in the same class as his sister, Tammy. And Vince does an art called Japanese Kumiko carving. Hope I got that right. It's this really beautiful wood intricate carving, and they're gorgeous. And he, you know, he lives up in Brainerd, and he's an artist, and he received a grant to take his show on the road. So, you know, minute I heard that, I'm like, come back home. So that's going to be really nice, and hopefully that will go up this week. And we're having a little opening, a little wine and cheese for him on Thursday night, the 12th.
Okay.
Yep. So by January 12th, his show should be up and running, and it'll run for as long as he'll let us keep it.
Okay, that's great. A lot of local artists now. I didn't know about Vince here.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me, too. Yeah. I think it's awesome. I've been in contact with, I want to say, a half a dozen people that are from here, moved away either when they were little or after they graduated, and they found art later in life. And a number of them want to come back and sort of establish a foothold here again. And one of them is planning to come in February and show her weaving.
Weaving.
I don't have a date yet, so I don't want to go into too much detail, but she does some beautiful weaving and yarn dyeing. So we're gonna establish February as a Fiber Arts Month.
Fiber Arts Month.
Yes. Weaving and yarn and crochet and quilting, and it's kind of a winter activity, so okay. We thought it would be fun to do that. We had a crochet class a couple weeks ago. It was really a lot of fun to watch Jolene Workus teach some folks how to crochet. I didn't dare try it. I'm just not that coordinated. So
you had a good group for that, I understand, too.
Yeah, we did. And I tell you, Jolene's crochet hats and mittens and gloves have been really popular over Christmas. She's really creative, and she did some really beautiful stuff. But they're going to stay here. As long as it's cold outside, we'll still have some of that stuff for sale. So, and then after our winter weaving event in February, we're going to turn towards spring, we hope, in March and April. And in March, we're going to host a show called Small Town USA. So basically, we're going to invite artists who have painted depictions of their hometowns or small towns to bring their work so we can all take a look. We know we have our own Deb Meyer, who's done some beautiful work about Madison.
Yep.
We're also going to have Steve Bergeson, a Madison High School graduate, who has some beautiful paintings he's done of his towns that he's lived in, including Canby and Montevideo.
Yep.
So he is going to bring a bunch of his work up in March. And then in April, we're going to focus on spring on the prairie and birds and birding, because we're going to get involved with the Salt Lake birding event. And we want to have a nice show here, even probably even a class on how to take photos of birds. Mm. So that should be a lot of fun.
That brings a lot of people into the Marietta area and Madison area, doesn't it?
Right, right. I've been in contact with folks that have hosted it in the past, and we're going to look at, you know, reinvigorating that. COVID kind of shut it down for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we, as the Mercantile, as a space and a venue, help promote that event?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then as we move forward, May, June, July, we don't know for sure what's going to be in the gallery, but in conjunction with the Madison Arts Council, we're going to initiate a thing we're calling Farm Art.
Farm art.
Farm
like
art.
Art pictures of barns and stuff like that?
Well,
or
it
anything.
Could be, but we're looking more at art made out of farm junk.
Mm.
Junk art.
Mm.
Now, I say junk in a nice way, right? So if you made a beautiful wall hanging out of a piece of a plow, I don't know. I can't really think about what. But there's some beautiful found object art, junk art, farm art. So we thought we would kick that off this year with an eye towards having a show here of farm art during the fair.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, and then we're thinking, if we can promote this, this might be, you know, a big event every year for people from all around to bring their farm art, their junk art, their found object art, and assemble it.
So some people that live on a farm might make a piece of art out of grandpa's old tractor seat or something like that?
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, we've seen lots of beautiful examples already, so we thought, hey, let's go with that and do something that can be sort of fun for fairgoers to see as they're in that kind of fall harvest mindset. Let's see, you know, art on the farm.
Okay. Boy, what month are we in?
I think we're in September now.
Okay.
Let's back up.
All right. And you have a lot of events here planned in the next couple of weeks, and I'm excited about a couple of them.
Right, yeah. So one thing, you know, of course, we have our trivia events. We're trying to have at least one music event a month, and some of those got rescheduled because of storms and things, so we're hoping to reinvigorate those. But a couple of really fun things we have on the schedule are January 17th, Mark Lindquist is coming to visit us, and if people have been following his expedition to the Ukraine, helping Ukrainian soldiers, he's been back in the States now for Christmas and New Year's, and he did Operation Sleep Out. Slept outside in Fargo, North Dakota for 15 days.
In 20 below degree weather.
Right. And all that to raise awareness of the plight of Ukrainian soldiers and civilians in the cold without electricity.
Yeah.
So we've asked him to come and tell us about his project, Operation Sleep Out, and as part of that, he's gathering up gently used heavy-duty winter clothing, like hunting clothing, snowmobile suits, things like that. So we'll put out more information on our Facebook page about that. But right now, that's Mark Lindquist, who's from Ortonville originally, on January 17th, and it's kind of a reception for him from 4 to 7.
Yeah. I just want to encourage people listening to go to Mark Lindquist's Facebook page and just follow him. What he is doing is absolutely amazing.
It is.
He's been in Times Square this week.
Right, I think he's on Good Morning America.
Yep. Yeah, and the Today Show, and he's trying to, you know, bring awareness to what the Ukrainian soldiers are going through. I mean, it's just as cold over there in Ukraine like in Minnesota.
Well, a lot of similarities. We grow some of the same crops, have some of the same kind of landscape, and, you know, he's really got a love for the people of Ukraine and for the soldiers of Ukraine, so we want to help him in his endeavor.
Yeah, he needs help.
Right. And then in February, you know, we have this great stage, and it's a great place to screen movies and documentaries and things. So on your advice, Paul, I reached out to Karina Kafka, who did a beautiful documentary called A Mother's Love that looks at the plight of missing Indigenous women. And she's from Ortonville as well. There must be something in the water up there. People are doing good things. And she's going to be here on February 8th to screen her documentary, February 8th at 6 p.m.
That's right. And I had an opportunity to see the documentary that Karina did. It's absolutely fantastic. You know, she's just young and getting into the film industry, the film business, doing documentaries. And the story that she tells about this mother, looking for her daughter.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely, it brings you to tears.
We'll have tissues.
Yep. And I didn't realize there are so many women missing.
Right. It's a big story that hasn't been told enough.
Yeah.
And people like Karina who are getting into the filmmaking world, they have that opportunity to really shine light on issues like this. So I commend her for taking this on.
And when is she going to be here again?
February 8th at 6 p.m.
Okay. Mark that on your calendar.
Right. And then I've had a meeting recently with Pioneer Public TV about hosting a number of events here. So they've got a documentary about Norwegian boat building. We've got, of course, our friend Franz Richter, who had his show here and recently passed away. We're hoping that when his postcards episode comes out, we can screen that here as well.
Excellent.
But we just have a wealth of filmmakers and talent and in this area, and so we'd like to really use our stage to highlight them and make sure people see them who might not otherwise get an opportunity.
Right.
So
good stuff there, Chris.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy, and in addition to, you know, doing all this programming, we're still building.
Yeah, we're still expanding and coming up with new ideas.
Yeah.
What do you got in the pipeline?
Well, thanks to the Blandin Foundation, we received a grant to do capital improvement work. So we are building out all of the space in the back. We've just finished using our second full pallet of 12-foot sheetrock. Do you know how big that is? You know that's a lot of sheetrock. So we're sheetrocking and insulating, and I just got to commend the contractors that have been working on this stuff. They're really doing a great job. And we're hoping that all of that work gets done so we can have ribbon cutting in April. And then, recently we.
So what? Excuse me. Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of what you're doing back there then?
Yeah, we're going to build our remote workspace,
okay.
Zoom room, classroom, and mental health consultation room, mm-hmm. and an exercise room where we can have yoga, meditation, and things like that.
Okay.
So that's going to be great. In addition to that grant, we just received notice that we got a Dana and Christopher Reeve Foundation grant. And it is specifically to do capital improvements, building improvements for accessibility. So actually, Kelvin Weber helped me kind of figure out what to put in the grant. And, you know, bigger doors, handicapped accessible doors, and expanding the bathroom. We thought it was kind of a nice size handicapped accessible bathroom, but it needs to be a little bit bigger. So this grant of $15,000 will help us really update the doors and bathrooms so everybody can utilize the space.
That's awesome. That's great. A lot of things happening here at the Madison Mercantile. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Chris Shelstead, covered in paint. There's more paint on the wall than on you, though.
I hope so.
You did a great job.
But the day's not over yet.
No, no. And what's happening in the coffee room here? The kitchen?
Well, we are continuing to move ahead with our coffee drinks. The new baristas, Amy and Paige, have come up with some great ideas. We're going to have some matcha tea.
Matcha tea.
Which is a green tea kind of thing. We've got a couple chai recipes. So not everybody drinks coffee. I know that's hard to believe, but we're going to expand our tea menu and some other health drinks. Things like mushroom-based chaga teas are very popular right now, so we'll see what we can do. If anybody's got ideas, we're open to them.
Wow, that's something I haven't tried before, so
we'll put a mushroom in your coffee cup here pretty soon.
All right. Anything else, Chris?
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody this year. I mean, technically, February is our one-year anniversary of the coffee house.
1 year.
Yeah, and March is the anniversary of the gallery, and I recently looked at a video of 2 years ago when we were just looking at the building, and it was one big open dream. And I just want to say thank you to every single person who has either stopped in to visit, given us encouragement, lent a hand, or bought a cup of coffee.
That's right. And you came back home thinking you were going to retire.
Oh, I'm tired. Yes. No, it's been a labor of love, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you have done a fantastic job in 1 year. What you've transformed this place in 1 year is incredible.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's been a joy.
Yeah. All right. Chris, thanks a lot for your time here this afternoon. And always nice to sit down with a cup of coffee and visit with you.
Absolutely. Come on in, everybody.
All right. That's Chris Shelstead with another Coffee at the Merc here at the Madison Mercantile in Madison.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.